This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello, weekend. That's the guy who's singing that. But I'm not really talking to him. I'm talking to our weekend. Oh, my God. I'm so happy. I mean, Fridays are great, but long weekend Fridays, come on. Right now, if you're calling number 9-800-400-3697, get a pair of single-day tickets to the Planet Home Expo. It's taking place September 13th through the 15th at the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco. For tickets, the full lineup of speakers, which is amazing, and the musical performers. I mean, the show itself is going to be crazy great. And then there's all this expo stuff. So visit planethome.eco, E-C-O, in order to see the whole rundown and all that. But it's a really cool event, and if you're calling 9-800-400-3697, you get single day tickets for Planet Home Expo. Here's your early trash. Billie Eilish is mad
because why?
There's this
life's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it because Brynn always plays the Justin Bieber version of her song?
Yeah. What's up with that?
No, that's not why.
Because it's good.
What's up with that?
Any other guesses? You'll never guess it.
Okay.
So Billie Eilish is mad at a magazine in Germany called Nylon, which I want to say we've seen Nylon covers before.
Uh-huh.
They photoshopped her, and she's topless, but don't worry, you don't see any breasts. They took her hair off, so she's like a shiny... Oops, hold on, let me grab the actual story. Helps to hold on to that. There's the shot of the cover. She's like shiny, almost like she's made of latex or something. She has a beautiful face. So she does not enjoy being sexualized, you guys. Mm-hmm. And she's only 17, so
yeah,
that's good. She actually has said things like, I dress, no one has any idea what my body looks like because I wear gigantic clothes. And that's the way I like it.
So she's saying she didn't pose for this?
No, she says I did not.
So they just put her face on a...
And did a piece on her. So Nylon Germany is the name of this place, this magazine where she's on. They posted a picture of her on their cover, bald and shirtless. She was not happy. She said, what the F is this stuff? I was never approached by Nylon about this piece whatsoever. I did not know what was happening, nor did anyone on my team. This is not even a real picture of me. I had absolutely no creative input. You're going to make a picture of me shirtless? That's not real. At 17, and you're going to remove all my effing hair? Boo to you.
What was their point in doing this?
I don't know. To get her attention?
Too. See it rotating?
They're getting a ton of run. Oh. Good for them.
But good point. She's 17. She's underage.
Well, they're not showing anything.
Yeah, no. You can't
see her boobs. Shoulder. You can't even see her cleavage. Like, there's not showing anything.
Except her bald head.
It's her neck.
Yeah, it's basically, it looks like sort of a stylized photo that they removed the hair.
The top of her sternum, is that what you'd call that?
Yeah.
What do you call it, Sarah? Décolletage?
Décolletage. She doesn't have any of that going on.
Okay.
No, there's no cleavage.
If you didn't tell me it was Billie, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Well, it's the giveaway is the Billie Eilish circling her neck.
Right.
Here's another shot of her in what she usually appears in.
I have heard, though, the statement that you just discussed. And, wow, see this side view?
Mm-hmm.
So she's apparently pretty busty because there was a picture on the internet, and it was one of those clickbait things, which I fell for, but it was like, Billie Eilish was caught, ... And I'm like, oh, let me see what happened there. And it was her in, like, a sports bra. And you couldn't see anything. But it was the first time you could see an outline of her figure.
Mm.
And, of course, the comments were...
completely inappropriate for a 17-year-old.
Right. Yes.
Next up, we will visit the Kardashian multiverse. Got a couple things from this.
What?
I'm going to start with Travis Scott. Travis Scott, how old is Travis Scott? Can you please look that up? I'm sure it's here in the
early
story somewhere.
20s?
Yeah, he's just a young dude. He's the father of Kylie's baby, Stormy.
Oh, late 20s.
Oh, yeah?
How 28. Old?
This is the guy that did the Super Bowl halftime show, right? Yeah, he's peaking.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. And I think that the Kardashians are clearly a bad influence on people because the dude got a facelift, a nose job, and a brow lift. He looks fine. I mean, I was like, uh-oh, let me see those pictures.
He looked fine to begin with, right?
He did. He's a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
Here's a before and after shot, Ben.
You know what it is.
The before is on top.
I believe this. Most of us wouldn't know where to go to even like, you might look in the mirror and go, man, I'm a mess.
But his girlfriend sure as hell knows.
But when you're around people who have good doctors, who have connections to someone in every facet of that business.
Yep.
Oh, you don't like your eyes? I know someone who can fix that.
Oh, you're not into your nose? Oh, pff, that's easy.
Let's make a call right now and get that. We can get you an appointment and have it done.
Yeah,
and
no
one will know.
Look, it's good work. There's no question. Did he need it? No. He was already a good-looking dude.
Mm-hmm.
And a facelift at age 28, did you say?
Mm-hmm. 28.
That is, you know, it's just not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
I'm
it was just like
though,
a little tuck. What do you think about the work? I mean, his nose
fine.
Is narrowed. And his brow is lifted.
I don't know if I can tell that. I wouldn't notice if I didn't have two pictures of before and after in front of me. Well, it's not that...
No,
dramatic,
it's not.
But
his nose is narrowed. His nose looks good. It looked fine before too. The brow, you know, okay. He looks a little more surprised, I guess. But he's been a good-looking dude the whole time. I just don't. I actually feel like, please, Kardashians, let people be who they are.
If let me ask it this way.
Okay.
If you knew, let's say he lived on your street, he or she lived on your street. Or a good friend that you were like, that person is so gorgeous. And you found out, oh, they've got a great doctor. Mm. And they know, and you know the results. You've seen this person's
work.
Oh,
she looks amazing.
And then they go, oh, yeah, and you know who else? And they say, and so now you've seen multiple examples of this person's work. And you're going, now I got a name.
Yeah,
I see the results are excellent.
Yeah.
And man, these droopy eyes, boy, they could use some help.
Yeah, as much as I look in the mirror and go, oh boy, things aren't looking good, I don't want to do anything that is going to involve a doctor. I don't want shots that I don't need. I don't want that. I actually feel like we were at the Cliff House the other day ago. Shame.
I got you.
And there were, so we're sitting at the bar, and there's these two ladies down the bar from us. And I would say, I'm going to guess they were at least late 60s, early 70s. But they were... It was funny because one of them looked exactly like my Mimi, my grandmother on my dad's side when she was young and or younger before she passed. And the other one kind of looked like my aunt. And I said to my brother, I'm like, those two ladies could be anybody in our family. And then I looked at them, I went, oh, and they've had absolutely no work done. I'm like, that's what I'm going to look like when I grow up. Like, I'm totally fine with that. I don't care. Saggy, little spots all over my face. And it looks like a person that's, you know, didn't base their self-worth on the way they
looked.
Well,
and I don't disagree that you would do that. And sometimes these conversations are already over before they start because of how you are. You're specifically someone who, and I respect you for it, but I remember when I met you, I was like, this chick's got one pair of shoes. One.
I had sneakers, too. I just didn't wear
them. Well, I'm just saying. So you're definitely a different type. Right now, if you...
I will say the camera makes me a lot more self-conscious.
My wife's friends.
Oh, your wife.
I just said it.
You did.
She's got friends in their late 30s. They're all doing Botox.
Really?
It's not even a... Like, you just go, you?
I think
and
Botox
they're not bad
is fine.
Looking people, but it's shocking how... My point is, it's normal.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not. It has not become the exception. It's just what people do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're, you know, if it helps you and you're, it's not making your eye sag or... You know, and it's helping your wrinkly forehead. I mean, God knows this number 11 between my eyes.
Nah, you don't have it.
Yeah.
And you got the bangs to cover it up.
That's true.
It's totally fine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I feel like this guy's young, good looking. He does not need a nose job, a brow lift, and a facelift.
I'm sure he...
Who am I to say?
That's catching is my point.
Mm. Right. Oh, yeah.
Right. I think that is catching.
And he's probably hanging around the house with, you know, Kanye and, not Bruce Jenner.
Everyone.
What's her name now? Caitlyn Jenner. And they're all, and right, all of them have had, and his freaking
Everybody
girlfriend.
Has had stuff done.
Or wife, whatever the hell Kylie is to
Kylie,
him.
I mean, look at.
I mean, geez, she was the ugly duckling.
She was.
Family. Right.
Oh. And now
she gave her
I
some
know,
lips
I know.
And, you know, raised
that.
Her cheekbones and stuff.
All kinds of stuff. She's
she
beautiful.
Was, she was jacked up.
Oh, she was
that bad.
Come on.
No wonder she got
was.
The surgery. People
she
like you
normal.
Talking about
yeah,
her.
Yeah, normal, plain.
God, I know awful people.
A regular old girl.
Yeah. Yeah, she can't be that and keep up
and
with
now
that
she's
family.
The youngest billionaire, guys.
Yep. Well, there you go. It paid off. Oh, Vinny, here's a shot of her butt.
You know I'm a fan.
I know.
Of butts,
I
that
know.
Is.
I think that's a, that's, I don't know if it's implants or just like the fat relocation.
Uh-huh.
That's what it looks like. It just looks... It looks so like she's got a diaper on her.
Wow.
What, honey? What?
It's just a... normally, she looks straight at the camera and she has a particular look.
I know exactly what
in
you're saying.
In this photo, she almost looks like her old self
like,
here.
Oh, I think she looks like Kendall in that picture.
Right.
Yeah.
Like her actual self.
Right. It's a funny, funny photo. So anyway, those photos are everywhere if you want to see the, you know, the unveiling of... What's
Travis
his name?
Scott. Travis,
I almost call him Tyga. Isn't that her other boyfriend? Travis Scott has a documentary called Look Mom, I Can Fly.
They're right next to a plane in this photo. What is going on here?
That was like at a red carpet event. I think it was a perhaps a Disney event.
They had a plane on the red carpet?
Whatever. I don't know.
That's a plane, right? Look at the wheel there.
Maybe they did it at a hangar. So that they could accommodate all the guests.
Am I wrong? That's a plane,
it
right?
It does look like a plane. All you see is the wheel part, though.
But then behind their heads, that's the side of the plane.
Yeah, you can't really tell.
So Netflix is in the Travis Scott business as well. Maybe they underwrote his surgeries. I don't know. Later this month, the streaming platform is going to release a documentary called Look Mom, I Can Fly, which chronicles highlights from his Astroworld tour and that whole era, as well as looks back at how he got there. It looks like there'll be Astroworld studio footage, clips from his, quote, early fatherhood, which he's still in. Although maybe he's got kids with other people. What the hell do I know?
Yeah.
And the development of his Cactus Jack label. So there's a trailer.
It looks really good.
Does it?
So I'm going to play specific parts of it because there's profanity.
Right.
So here we go.
So this is his documentary. Travis Scott saved your life. Oh, boy. He is stage diving hard.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
So let me jump ahead to this part.
Boy, that is drama. Oh.
He's the guy that
he's
got
the Tommy
sued
Lee,
by Motley
right,
Crue.
Right, uh-huh. Because he has the round going around the horn drum kit.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah, that does look pretty interesting, actually. Hmm. So there, can you... Oh. Travis.
There's some...
Will you put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so people can check it out? And then I guess it's coming out. Let me see if I see a date on this.
Some explicit language there. They're all chanting Stormy. It's adorable.
Stormy is listed as a producer in this documentary.
Stormy is? Oh,
yes.
My God. I think this is out. I think you can find this on Netflix right now.
What?
All the dates are saying August 28th.
Is it?
And well, that's what they're saying.
Or yesterday is August 28th. What's today? 29th?
No,
today's
the
30th.
Yeah.
Today's 30th.
Yeah, it says released August 28th.
It's funny because we just got the story on the trailer today.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can pull it up right now on my phone.
I guess we can watch it this weekend.
On my T-Mobile phone.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. You won't run
ding,
out
ding.
Of data. Oh, I got a T-Mobile spot coming up in a second.
Oh, do we?
I mean, more from
do
the...
Do we?
yeah, use that.
Oh, great.
Yeah, 625.
More from the Kardashian multiverse. Just quickly, Kim Kardashian isn't just helping people get out of prison. She's finding them jobs after they get out. Mm. Last year, she convinced President Trump to pardon Alice Marie Johnson after she spent 21 years in prison for a nonviolent drug offense. Alice, who is 64 now, is modeling Kim's new shapewear line, Skims. She had named it her shapewear line Kimono, and people went bananas saying, that's cultural appropriation.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, all right, fine, Skims.
Skims. All right.
Kim is using women of all shapes and sizes as models. One of the things that she said on there is they're available in sizes extra, extra small to 5XL. And here's just a shot of people wearing the... And Kim's in this shot, too. She looks good.
Mm-hmm.
And so this Alice Marie Johnson is making her on-camera debut.
Mm.
Helping to, you know, she's hooking her up, which is nice.
I have Look Mom, I Can Fly queued up on my phone right here.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah,
funny.
It's ready to go.
Yeah. Press play.
You want me to?
Sure.
I don't know what this
performance is. Don't do it.
Let's watch it.
Don't do it. We don't want no trouble.
That's true.
Go ahead. I'm going to pot it down.
What are you trying to do?
I'll pot it down.
I didn't think to myself, oh,
there it is.
Explicit.
Yeah, so now it's playing. There it is. It's ready to go.
Netflix on your phone.
Yeah.
Kerry Washington misses her fans since her show Scandal came to an end last year. So yesterday, she gave out her phone number. No, she didn't. So she can continue to connect with them.
Oh, it's a trick.
Well.
Yeah, what's the bottom line? What's the promo?
Well, she says, do you have the audio of her talking about why she's doing this?
Give me 2 seconds.
Sure, take your time. Here's the phone number, 718-400-7118. That is allegedly Kerry Washington's personal. What's her name on that show? Olivia?
I have never seen that show, but I believe it is Olivia.
I haven't seen it either, and yet somehow
saw it.
Oh, yeah?
Did you like it?
I told you guys about it. The show's actually decent, and she's excellent, but then there is major speechifying.
Like West Wing style?
Like the full-on, let me climb on to my stage here and go for 5 minutes straight. And you just sit there going, I can't take it.
Right.
We're supposed to be better than this. We're supposed to. You just go, oh, God, bleep you.
Shut up. All right, here's Kerry Washington talking about why she's giving out her personal phone number.
So what's the, she's got a new show coming, right?
She must, if she's saying I'm going to send you links and
information.
You know,
I'm not really seeing anything.
Well, look, I'm sure she's just waiting until she gets a few people
snagged.
She
played Helen Willis in that Norman Lear live, The Jeffersons, All in the Family thing recently.
Yeah.
She had a movie out earlier this year, but other than that.
She said TGIT.
Thank God it's Thursday?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it is what it is.
Well, it must be when her show was part of some package.
The Thursday night, gotta watch.
Oh,
Scandal.
She has a film coming out called American Son.
Oh.
And that is coming out, released in September.
I don't doubt she has some kind of.
And on Netflix, something
deal
else.
With a network, and this is the setup for the big announcement.
Yeah.
When are the. We're coming on the fall season, right?
Uh-huh. Right. Yep. Yeah, I don't know what she's got in the... I don't remember hearing about a new show with her. But either way, you know, this is... If she is actually there and somewhat responsive to some of her fans, I think that, you know, fine.
Does it say...
Should we call it? We
should call it. Yeah, does it say what happens if you call that number?
Let's call it. Hold on.
All right.
What's the number again? Hold on. I have it somewhere.
718.
Yeah.
400.
So do I dial 9 first?
Yes. Well... Your board might be different than mine.
400-7118.
The number you have dialed is not a working number. Mm. Please check the number and dial again.
Can we try it again? Maybe I screwed it up.
The number you have dialed is not a
I'm trying it one more time. I think I'm bad at dialing.
Try it in your cell phone, Brynn. Maybe it's just...
I'll do it right now.
Yeah, I'm just bad at dialing.
You're terrible.
Yeah, I know. 20 years and you still can't dial. We get it.
Well, the last few years, I haven't been dialing the phone much.
Hi, thanks so much for calling. However, I do not check this voicemail, so please don't leave a message here because I won't hear it and
she
I won't respond to it because I just... won't ever know that you called, but text me instead. If you text me, then I will read it and I will respond to it and we will all feel seen and loved, hopefully. Have a great day. Thanks. Don't leave a message. Bye.
Bye. That's funny.
Bring that number in when we go to break right now.
Yeah,
I'll text it.
And it'll bounce back with a promotional thing.
Exactly. Oh my God, when I punched in 718 in the computer just to see like what area code, it's New York, but then Porsche popped up. They have a new vehicle that is the model number 718.
Just helped her to promote.
No,
whatever it is
no,
she's
I don't know if that's the truth, but that's what popped up. But I'm gonna try to text her.
We'll text her right now and see.
Yeah, it'll cost me $10.
Don't say that. What's coming up, Ben?
Florida is getting ready for what they call a monster. And more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 6:38, and it's Friday, the whole day, all day long. It's Friday, 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 Friday.
F day.
That stands for favorite day. Uh-huh. Hey, download the radio.com app and you can listen to this show live when we're on, and you can get all the podcasts too. So that's our regular show, full show podcast, The Lost 30, which is the first break that we do in the morning, and our secret show as well. We did a secret show yesterday. Not the dirtiest secret show. Not too dirty. I thought that yesterday's was, you know, that might be a good one to warm up on. You'll hear some swearing, but there's not a whole lot of porn.
I found it really trippy that some of those storylines were old.
Yeah.
And
I'm like, oh my God, this is a 5-year-old email.
We did some research and it looks like the situation was still ongoing.
Oh my God.
How trippy.
Very. Yeah.
So
I can't wait to hear from that person.
I hope we do hear from them. Yeah. I hope the person that sent in the note is listening and is able to follow up.
But it's funny because we get a lot of emails and I save all the good ones, but we don't always get to them all. So then they pile up. I couldn't believe I found one from like, was it 2014? It was like crazy.
Something
I'm like
that, yeah.
Well, let's see if we can help this person. Let's see what we'd say. Oh, that one was the one about the jacket, wasn't it? Anyway, all our podcasts and our show live every day, no matter where on earth you are, available at radio.com. It's an app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 24 Hour Fitness. Get your results your way. Download a free 3-day pass today. That's 24hourfitness.com?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. I bet you
Why
it
not?
Is.
All right. .gym.
.gym. Oh, .gym is actually not a bad...
They should have one, right?
Sure, it's three letters.
I don't think it is .gym, though.
No, it's probably .com.
Cut all that out. Here's the tag again. This Radio Alice News Report is brought to you by 24 Hour Fitness. Get your results your way and download a free 3-day pass today, wherever
you can find it.
Here's what's happening. Florida.
Yes.
It's where your mom and dad live.
I've been trying for 2 days to get them out of there.
It's where your sister lives.
Yep.
Oh, you're not trying to get her out of there, though, huh? Yeah, but I haven't heard you mention her at there. All.
Well, she's actually not on the coast. So, I should say she's not water. My parents are waterfront, these little canals on this sort of man-made island or man-worked-on island. And their house was devastated just 2 years ago. I'm like, look, why don't you guys just get on a plane, get out of there. Just board your house up or, you know, whatever. Everybody's got those storm shutters and everything. I'm like, just get out of there. Just leave.
And what'd they say to you?
Nah, we're all right. We'll stay here.
We're going to live through this.
Yeah.
Well, they're saying this one is going to be an absolute monster. It's called Hurricane Dorian, and they're talking about it comparing to Hurricane Andrew, which devastated South Florida in 92.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That was a big
one. My brother
was
in the reserves then, and he had to go down. I think he helped
in
the cleanup thing. Yeah.
The National Hurricane Center says the Category 2 storm is expected to strengthen and be Category 4 with winds of over 130 miles per hour when it touches land somewhere in Florida. They don't know where.
Right. They haven't pinpointed it yet. I think, is Labor Day the day it's supposed to actually hit?
So I'm hearing now Tuesday.
Oh. Yeah. So, that's the latest article that was put out a few minutes ago that it's sort of in the Bahamas areas right now. And yeah, Vinny, I read Tuesday as well.
The article in front of me says Monday. I've heard Tuesday. Right. So it's one of those, you have time.
Yeah.
People of Florida.
And she knew a day or maybe it was yesterday I was trying to get her to get on a plane. Mm-hmm. I'm like, just go get on a plane.
You still have time.
They do still have time. Several days worth. Mom, dad, old people. Let's go. Get out of there.
Labor Day travel is a thing, and that's upon us as well. So the sooner you make your decision to get out of there.
Yeah, yesterday would have been a good day to get out of there.
Ellie.
We have a guest room for you. It's at my brother's house. What's funny about that?
Do you really want me to answer that question?
Do you want to talk more about this?
Do you really want to? I mean, I can tell you why that's funny.
Do you really want to go there?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, all right.
No.
Please. You don't.
I'll pick him up at the airport and drop him off.
No, you won't.
Sure, I will. You're right.
Such
I will.
Such a liar.
I'll pick him up at the bus stop.
Yeah, exactly.
And drive him over to my brother's house.
God, your crappy daughter.
No, I'm not. Stop it.
Apple has sent out invitations for its annual iPhone event. It'll be September 10th. So you've been saving all year.
Oh, great.
Since the last time you bought something
so
from them.
So they're going to phase out my phone that's not broken? Great. Fantastic. You know what, you guys? Work on something else. Like, just stop
it. Oh, there's other stuff that they'll be announcing. But the phones are obviously, they're the big, it's the biggie. They'll be.
Don't roll out new phones until there's some big, huge difference.
You don't know. If there's three lenses on this camera, Sarah.
Oh, my God. I am perfectly happy with however. I don't even know how many I have, and I'm fine with them.
You know what is so true, though? Because the technology, like my current phone, when I take a picture with it, is better by far than my first phones. Like, that is something that while I don't feel like I need it, mm-hmm. when you compare the two pictures to each other, you do realize... Whoa.
Things have gotten really good.
Cameras are awesome.
I know. I love the whole live photo thing, too.
Oh, I don't use that.
Well, I just leave it on. I mean, if you post the picture or something, it just gives you the one
right.
shot. I sort of like that. It's sort of neat. It's like a tiny little movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see someone just like, you see Hooman going into his pose.
That side pose.
Yeah, you know the one. Even when he's sick and all doped up on morphine, he still
does
in the hospital,
it.
He's like, ugh.
They say that the bigger phone will be bigger than ever.
Oh, great. So basically a tablet.
Slightly yeah. bigger than the one that you've
I do like a
come
phone.
To know. The AirPods will have a little bit of a different upgrade. Anyway, they'll tell you everything on September 10th. Keep saving. Keep saving, everybody.
My mom is just sending me updates on the storm. She's like, we're fine. I'm like, that looks like it's going directly at your house. But, you know, whatever. It's fine.
Well, I'm sure they are going to be fine.
Me too.
The lanai, however.
Yeah.
May end up in that canal.
Again.
Again, right.
Okay,
brand
so
new thing, too.
Today is the last day of August. We move into September.
Oh, no, tomorrow's the last day of August.
Oh, is the 31st?
Yeah, 31 days. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But right. still, this is the last weekend that's partially in August.
What we have to look forward to here in September includes It
oh.
Chapter 2.
Yep.
The
You going to run right out and see that, you think?
No. The poster for it scared the out of my kid when we were there to see Lion King. It's creepy.
It is an awful looking clown.
It's just the eyes. It's creepy. What is that? And I go, oh, it's just for a movie. She goes, I'm going to look this way. Turned her back to it. And...
Yeah, I'm going to look a different way. That's good. She decided she's not going to look at it. Why torture myself?
Rambo, Last Blood, Downton Abbey.
Downton.
What?
It's not downtown.
Downtown.
It's Downton. It always says Downton Abbey. I am so excited for Downton Abbey. So excited.
Also, starting this month, it's officially the football season begins on September 5th. That's this coming Thursday, everybody.
Both teams lost yesterday, right?
Yeah, but
Which
it's preseason. It's
leads
fine.
Me to both teams lost yesterday. The Raiders
it's
lost
fine.
In Seattle.
It's preseason.
The Niners. It is preseason. And
they're just trying to run people out there so they can get their, what is it, this weekend they have to get their roster down?
Mm-hmm. It's Labor Day weekend. We've already mentioned that, but get ready for the roads, boy. Mm. It's good. Gas prices, they say, are down, and people are driving a lot.
Huh. I'm going to go to my house, put on my pajamas, and not leave my house all weekend.
I don't believe you.
Believe it.
I don't believe you.
Believe it.
Will you wear the same underwear?
No.
Today's Friday.
I'll shower.
Will you wear the same underwear till Tuesday?
No. I'll shower tonight, because tonight's me and John's night.
Yeah.
I'll take a shower and shave everything up. Yeah. As I do.
Step day.
And then I will probably, and then I'm having a couple people over for a barbecue on Sunday, so I will take a shower before that.
Okay. Mm. Oh, so you're not going to shower?
No, Saturday? No, why would I? I just took a shower on Friday night.
Before the Nook, and you don't have to shower after?
Oh, there's a quick cleanup after that. Especially if...
Everybody knows that one.
Yeah. Just rinse everything off. A lot of times it happens in the shower, too, so it's not even...
Oh.
You know, we do it in our shower all the time.
Convenient.
Very, very convenient.
It echoes, though, in there, doesn't it? You have a pretty big shower stall, so...
Yeah, it's huge. It's like the size of a horse trailer. No, they... Listen, my kids don't even live at my house anymore. It's awesome. It is. It's awesome.
What? Where's your youngest live?
He just goes out with his friends. He's always taking off.
I mean, just sleeps there.
Right. It's not like he wants to hang with us, so he just... Right. He comes home and sleeps and says, hey, Mom, my laundry needs to be done.
Can I have some tea?
I'm like, all right, I'll do it for you.
So you're seriously saying he leaves his room now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, for the long...
No.
We didn't get that update. For the longest
years,
time, the guy was like...
Ever since he's been in a band. He's got a social life, and he leaves all the time. He goes to concerts, goes to parties with his little... He doesn't have his license, so only when they're willing to drive him.
My friend Billy took his son to his first concert yesterday.
What was it?
It's the Smashing Pumpkins, Noel Gallagher, and AFI.
Oh, funny. Where was this?
Down south. Oh. And I was like, oh, my God. That's the best first concert. AFI is the opener, and they're incredible.
Right. Well, Sean loves Smashing Pumpkins. I wonder if that's coming up here at all.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I think it's at...
What did the kids say?
It just happened last night. That the picture they posted was from the show. I haven't even heard. So they probably had a blast. I've seen the Pumpkins. They are good.
Yeah, it looks like they're coming to Shoreline.
Yeah.
What's the date? Do you know?
Oh, shucks. It's August 31st, tomorrow.
Oh. I don't suppose there's any way we can get tickets for that.
Not too late to make a call, Sarah.
Yeah, give me your credit card. I could get you some tickets.
Yeah, no, I don't. That's not what
you don't do
asking.
That?
No, I'm asking for free tickets as the perk of being a radio person.
So.
You sure about that? I'm going to ask Jane.
Okay.
Jane can do it.
Yeah, if anyone can do it, Jane can do it.
Jane can do it.
Yeah. I got to call my kid, though, make sure he wants to.
Why wouldn't he want to?
I can't think of
what
one
else
reason.
Is he doing?
Jane. I don't know.
Get me the tickets.
Yeah, Mom. Drive me to the show. That'd be great.
No, I'm not doing that.
Hold on. You just offered me tickets.
No, I'll give you tickets, and you get one of your friends who has a license to drive you down there. Right. That's your deal.
Guys, my mom's driving us to the Pumpkins.
No, your mom's not. Plus, I'm so sure that these kids with their licenses really want to be driven by someone's mom.
Well, they want to be driven like Mom's Uber, though. Mom's Uber account works.
Yeah, I let him take the Uber.
Oh, there you go.
I do feel like it's less money than insuring a car for him.
Probably right.
Mm. And paying for gas. Like, yeah, go ahead, take the Uber. Seems safer than you driving.
Well, that's really nice of you.
Yeah, I'm a nice mom.
Yeah.
Although a lot of times those concert venue areas, they surge price.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I'll figure this out later. I gotta text him and see if he wants to go.
Okay. 63-year-old Jeffrey.
Oh boy.
Sound it out.
C A O U E, A O U E T T E, Kouet.
I like it.
Coot. Jeff lives near Minneapolis and recently split up with his girlfriend. He was arrested this week for throwing thousands of screws on the road near her house because he wanted to make sure no new dudes would be showing up to date her. He was ruining her opportunity to get out of the house and go do stuff.
So she couldn't leave and no one could get in.
Right.
What a douche. Did a bunch of people get flats?
150 people reported getting screws in the tire.
Oh, my God. So does he have to pay for all of that? What a jerk.
He did this every other day for 2 months.
Oh, my God. Oh, it wasn't just a one-time thing.
No.
In August
alone, he purchased over 12,000 sheetrock screws.
How'd they find out it was him? Did someone see him? Was there a video or something?
Several people who live in the area had to replace all four of their tires after they drove over him.
Oh, my God.
And a few of them had to replace their tires multiple times.
Oh, he owes them some money.
He's facing a felony charge for damage to property over $1,000, and it sounds like they'll be adding more charges. I don't have how he was caught.
And those are just the people that have said, yeah, I got a bunch of flat tires. Someone just driving through doesn't even necessarily know that that's where they picked up the screw.
When I lived in San Diego, my parents had moved to this town called Rancho Penasquitos, and it was a newer town. It was one of those places they were bulldozing and building, right? So they bought a new home. You get to pick your stuff. And that's when we moved from Irvine to San Diego.
Oh.
Penasquitos is kind of inland, but direct line to Del Mar, where I ended up living. And there was a road. It was a dirt road. It was beat to live in you-know-what, called Black Mountain Road. And someone, we used to take it every day. It was destroying my car. I'd be like... and you do,
but it was faster than going with the traffic.
It cut the road. You cut your trip to the beach from 40 minutes to 15.
Wow.
Who wouldn't do that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it was destroying my car, but I was
there. Your car was already a beater.
Right. Of course it was. But whoever owned that land out there, they just started throwing screws out. And we would get flats all the time. And still.
You did not care.
We would do it again.
And they went they went too fast. Imagine that. Like, you got a dirt road going through your property. You're like, oh, those rotten kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get off my road.
You can look now. That's a paved road now.
Oh, funny.
It's Black Mountain Road. Whatever they turned it into, they paved it. It's a straight shot from that town where my parents lived to Del Mar. But I got at least five flats. At least.
Those can add up then.
Well, it didn't stop me.
Did you pay for the new tires?
No. Well, you know, you could usually, because the flat was straight up, you could usually get them to plug it.
Yeah.
As long as it's not on the sidewall, you were fairly safe getting a plug put in.
Yeah. Remember the first time I got a plug, I was like, that's not going to hold. The guy's like, don't worry.
Well, yeah.
You'll never.
When you got no
you'll
money,
never have
you're
a problem
like,
with that. Psh. I know. I'm like, $15? Woo! It's great. That's not going to hold, is it? It's like, no. It's strong. It's good.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. You can also call that number.
Yeah.
And we'll answer.
Well,
it's not a recording.
Yeah, we do. It actually does go straight to Yuzi.
Yeah.
If she sees it, you know. There's no one sitting in the other seat today. Did Nicole take off?
No. She's doing some other stuff.
I have two texts about Rocket Man, which I saw last weekend and reported to you guys that I didn't love it. It was okay.
Yeah.
Good morning. Watched Rocket Man last night, and I loved it. It was more of a dramatic musical than a music movie. I highly recommend.
Oh, wow.
And then 707 says, gosh, Vinny, you were right. Rocket Man's pretty strange. Have a great weekend.
So from love to, I don't know.
I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
And
but
I really
didn't love it either. Like it was, you sort of had that same kind of feeling about
it. I'm more of a, when I'm looking at something on rock, I want more of a biography and less of a
fantasy piece.
Right.
With music.
Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm coming from.
Well, the NFL, it's right around the corner, and there's promos for it as though they need those. And they've gotten pretty creative with this one that I think you'll enjoy right after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.